You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, Celeste Headley here, and Todd Zwillick is with me, well, with me virtually from Washington,
D.C.,
filling
in
for John Hockenberry. Okay, well, yesterday was the end of the regular baseball season. That means it's time to look ahead to the playoffs and the eight teams that made the cut. Joining us to talk about it is Tom Lorenzo, sports writer for AOL Fanhouse. Okay, so we have, here's the starting matchups. The Yankees lost to the Red Sox yesterday. That left them with the American League wild card slot. That means they're going to Minnesota.
Right.
Minnesota took the American League Central. Meanwhile, the Texas Rangers are going to play the Tampa Bay Rays. And in the senior circuit, a win for the Atlanta Braves gave them the wild card. They'll take on the San Francisco Giants. Haven't seen them in the playoffs in a while, right?
Right.
They're fresh off to clinching their win over San Diego. And finally, we have the Phillies. Everyone expected them to be in the playoffs. The best record in baseball. They're going to take on the Cincinnati Reds. Okay, so who do we like? Who are going to be our old faithfuls, maybe the Phillies, and who are going to be our breakout teams?
Well, of course, you're going to look at old faithfuls. You're going to look at the Yankees, the Phillies, the teams that have been there before in the past. Obviously, the Yankees, defending world champions. But interesting team, Cincinnati. I don't think anyone expected them to be there in the playoffs.
Including the Cincinnati Reds.
Of course, right? Even people in Cincinnati were surprised. But the thing about Cincinnati is it's kind of a young team. They have nothing to lose. They didn't expect to be there. Their fans didn't expect them to be there. So I think if they come out with that attitude, they've got young pitchers, they've got young hitters, they can be an interesting team in the playoffs.
Okay, and so, I mean, are there other teams that could pull an upset here? I mean, a lot of people are talking about the Braves, but also the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, the Tampa Bay Rays, they've got a good starting staff. They've got nice young hitters. Evan Longoria, one of the best hitters in the game. The Braves are an interesting team, young team as well, but with a veteran pitching staff. But I think the San Francisco Giants, their pitching staff is just almost too good, especially in a short series.
One of the headlines coming out right now is that like over 90% of the advertising for the whole playoff season is already sold. I mean, what's going on with baseball? I mean, is there a little more interest in baseball this year than normally?
I think there is. The interesting thing about baseball this year is that the amount of young talent that has come up is just, it's just been phenomenal. There's been young superstars that have come up, like Jason Hayward in Atlanta, Ardelis Chapman in Cincinnati. So there's a lot of really good young players that have come up, and I think baseball's trying to really kind of, you know, push those players ahead and kind of start this new
recover from the doping scandal.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah, if you want to call it that.
There is a little bit of an opportunity coming up here to a certain extent. That's because there is a lot of talk that we may not have a football season next year, right? Because
of a union,
the labor dispute.
Yeah.
And there are people who haven't watched baseball since they went on strike,
right? Right, yeah.
So maybe if football doesn't play next year, we may get some fans back to baseball. What do you think?
Yeah, no, there's an opportunity for baseball. You know, football is that kind of shorter season. It's that once a week. We know it's every Sunday. Baseball is a longer season, but it still is America's pastime, as they say. And I think you will get more fans coming in. And again, if they can get the young players, the young superstars, kind of market those players to the younger generation, we might see a new generation of fans come in.
Okay, last question for you, Tom Lorenzo. Who do you think is going to take it?
San Francisco Giants.
Okay, that's Tom Lorenzo, sports writer for AOL Fanhouse, going on a limb.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.